Before the existence of written records, humans systematized combat. From prehistory and into the modern day, martial arts have been a part of the fabric of culture and civilization. Whether as a means of self-protection, or to wage war, or to compete, or to preserve a tradition, or to trudge personal greatness, these codified methods push us to ask questions, to explore, to express, to test, and to tell stories. This is Jamie Club's podcast, the official podcast of Club Chimera Martial Art, where we take the path of the vagabond warrior to find knowledge and inspiration from people, events, and ideas. If you are interested in where to follow Jamie Club and Club Chimera products and services, please wait until the end of the show. In the meantime, if you think this product is worth the price of a cup of coffee, please click on Support the Show in this episode's show notes.
Hello there. Sorry to jump in with a bit of extra advertising. Have no fear, usual programming will resume. We have some wonderful discussions with some great guests, both new and returning, scheduled for this year. The Way of the Vulture, my current multi-episode epic, will also be back, along with some other shows that I've been dying to produce for a long time. However, today I'm recording this show on the very day that the Animal Instincts Children's Self-Protection Teaching Program goes on general release in the form of its first two online personal security courses. If you've heard the discussion Mary Stevens and I had back in episode 5 of this current season, not to mention the various adverts placed within these shows recently, this program will not be breaking news. It's been a course 5 years in the making. That's not counting all the experience and time we both invested beforehand. Mary is not only a practical children's self-protection teacher in her own right, but also used to teach full-time as a school teacher. As you all might know, I brought a passion to teaching realistic children's self-protection since Club Chimera Martial Arts started back in 2004. I dedicated the third part of my Mordred's Victory book to its teaching, and of course I wrote When Parents Aren't Around, A Young Person's Guide to Self-Protection. We have a special 3-day offer from the 25th of April until the 27th of April. The Meerkat course, aimed at 4 to 7-year-olds, contains 20 lessons with 4 checkpoint tests and is going for £75. The Rabbit course, aimed at 7 to 11-year-olds with 50 lessons and 7 checkpoint tests, is going for £95. Both courses also contain PDF downloads of all the bullet point information Mary Stevens and I go through in the lessons. After the 27th of April, Meerkat will be on sale for £75 and Rabbit for £120. So if you teach children, even just your own children, self-protection, I would urge you to get these courses now while they're at this rate. What will follow is the soundtrack to a video featuring 3 teachers from the UK, Ireland and the USA who have studied the courses. Welcome to the Animal Instincts Children's Self-Protection Teaching Course.
I'm Mary Stevens.
And I'm Jamie Club.
And I'm an instructor with Be Safe Manchester.
I run drumfit.ie, which is a recreational martial arts club in the wild west of Ireland.
My name is Richard Markham, and I currently live in Wisconsin in the American Midwest, but I'm from London, England, originally. Joined the British Army when I was 16 years of age, served with the British Army until I was about 21 years of age, worked in the security industry in London. But I've lived in America now for almost 30 years. I've probably been involved with the martial arts for about 35 years.
We teach Taijutsu, which is a martial art and self-protection system. We teach that in Manchester, and to all ages, all abilities. We've been going for quite a while now, and I think we're an important cornerstone in the North Manchester community.
My background, I'm a third degree black belt in Kenpo Jiu-Jitsu. I hold black belts in several forms of Karate Jutsu, Karate Do, Jiu-Jitsu. I study weapons, various weapons arts, Irish stick fighting, Kenpo Jiu-Jitsu, Arnis. I do bits of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, Judo. I play basically every martial art I can and have done my entire adult life. Our goal in our club here is to engineer quality of life improvements.
Started boxing in the East End of London back in the 1980s, and transitioned to kickboxing and traditional Japanese jiu-jitsu. I did earn my black belt in Taekwondo under Warren Zeke. He's a fifth degree black belt in Taekwondo. But since that time, I've been cross-training in MMA, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, Muay Thai.
All the things that you do, the way what you say and how you speak to children is so highly relevant. So when the animal instinct force for self-protection for children became available, that was absolutely a no-brainer for me to enroll into the first two courses in the Rabbit and Meerkat course. And I absolutely do not regret it.
Really researched very, very well. And you've looked at, you know, from the kids' perspective, what is their day-to-day? The example being that car safety is something that I hardly really covered. So that was the main reason why I took it. I wanted to show applied day-to-day self-protection that we can teach to five-year-olds from the get-go.
Trying to combat the myth about stranger danger is important. The reality of real-world violence is very important. I like your approach. You know, self-protection training should be honest, it should be relevant, and it should be fun.
The courses are a really, really good and holistic overview over self-protection knowledge that children basically need at certain age groups, starting from very young children when they pretty much are around their parents most of the time, to later on as they grow in their independence. And for each different age group, there are certain new challenges that children face in different environments. And these courses address that absolutely brilliantly in a very approachable way, both for me as an instructor, but also for students. So I can easily find a language on how I can share that knowledge with the students in my club.
I would say it exceeded my expectations in a lot of ways. Primarily in the approach to teaching. It's not this, I've never really liked the I know everything, you will do exactly what I say approach to teaching. I always prefer a much more conversational approach and trying, you know, understand the student's perspective, where they're coming from, and then they can kind of guide themselves. So I want to see it as sort of lighting a fire, you know, get them growing, and you never know how far they're going to take it. Animal Instincts really has this conversational approach, which draws out the triad of interested parties, right? So if we want a student to develop a child student, the three parties need to play a role here. The teacher needs to play a role, the student needs to actively engage, and the parent needs to reinforce that role or the guardian. So what Animal Instincts does from my point of view, or what I've seen so far, is that we really promote that approach. We approach it as a conversation. So you guys are raising conversational topics. You're not giving fixed viewpoints. And in doing that, treating it as a conversation, sort of guiding the conversation, you really do get the best of learning for everybody involved. And also that approach opens the teacher up to, we tested it in the club a little bit, and we found that there's just angles that I never thought about, things that I never considered. And it gives you a much better insight into where the kids are coming from, and that really helps their learning plans.
idea of trying to gamify some of the concepts that we're trying to teach for kids. Because, you know, I want it to be fun. Unfortunately, some of the topics that we have to discuss are not pleasant. It is hard for me as a parent to talk to my children about some of these topics. And I think it's hard for every parent. But, you know, whenever possible, in our classes, we try to make it fun for everybody, you know, because I do want it to be a fun experience for people. And they do say that actually when you gamify something, it's the best way to learn something.
Teaching self-protection can be a deceptively complex task, especially when being taught in a martial arts club. Being a teacher of a martial arts school carries many challenges. The average student attends 2 classes a week. They want to learn an art, perhaps a sport. They want to get fitter. They would like to feel more confident. They'd like a measurable sign of progress, learn some new physical skills. And, as for effective self-protection, that's considered to come as standard. For the vast majority of students, this will be done on recreational time. Effective, practical, and efficient self-protection is largely made up of solid personal security behaviours. They need to be taught in a robust yet succinct manner, trying to connect it regularly with the nuances of kata, executing a submission, setting up a throw, using a feint to counter a punch, mastering a complex aerial technique, or coordinating weapons work can be taxing enough in adult classes. Imagine matching that to the unique demands of children with all their widely varying degrees of mental and social development. The Animal Instincts Children's Self-Protection Teaching Programme understands the burden on martial arts teachers. Self-protection differs from all other areas of martial arts practice in its real-world application. Although many martial arts were born of self-protection systems or offer huge attributes to self-protection, most have far broader goals. Self-protection needs to offer immediate results that can be directly transferred to the field. This is especially important with children who live in a world far different from adults. We offer lessons that teach teachers to assimilate personal security with personal safety and to coordinate this method with parents. Nothing in our teaching is abstract. It has direct application. Animal Instincts frees up a teacher's resources to focus on better developing all the other aspects of martial arts training without having to continually answer the "will it work" questions or wondering whether or not a child's student has truly absorbed information that will immediately work for them if they had to de-escalate social violence, got lost, were targeted by a bully or an adult predator, faced online abuse in its many forms, or the many other areas that are specific to self-protection. Animal Instincts, be a part of the change. Let's make the next generation safer and happier. Register now. Thanks for listening. Don't forget the special offer. Meerkat for £75 and rabbit for £95 is only available from the 25th to the 27th of April 2024. I look forward to returning with another episode from the official podcast of Club Chimera Martial Arts. My other books, Wrong Fu and Mordred's Victory and Other Martial Mutterings, are also available through Amazon as both ebooks and paperbacks, and I'm also selling signed copies. These works are collections of rewritten and re-edited essays I've produced over the last 2 decades. Wrong Fu is a prequel to my Bullshit Su and the Fight to Make Martial Arts Work project, which deals with critical thinking in the history of martial arts. Mordred's Victory and Other Martial Mutterings covers the 10 years I ran Club Chimera Martial Arts as a school. Nowadays, I teach private lessons, courses, and seminars. These are bespoke services that put you in charge of your martial arts journey. I teach self-protection and martial arts cross-training. You can train with me one-to-one or in a small group. I count individual clients, couple clients, parent and child clients, and various other combinations. These can be taught face-to-face or virtually. I also regularly teach clubs, societies, and associations nationally and internationally. Please go to clubchimera.com for details. Please don't forget to subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Owltail, or whatever podcast platform you're currently using. If you could leave me a 5-star rating and a review, I would be really grateful. You can also follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and at long last, TikTok. Facebook also has a members group in addition to the main business page, so please send in a request to join in with the training discussions and be a part of the wider CCMA community. I'm also uploading new content to YouTube. There are various short videos, vlogs, and full video versions of some of these podcast episodes on there, as well as filming of my various lessons. So you get an idea of the different services that I provide. Please check out the services section on the YouTube channel to find out more details on these individual services and suggestions for where you might want to take your training with me. Again, please subscribe, like, share, and leave a comment. All favourable engagement on these platforms helps keep CCMA going. Now, I don't know where you listen to this show, or watch or read any of the other free content I produce. My time to listen to podcasts usually occurs during dog walks or solo car journeys, or when I'm undertaking some mundane task or other around my home. I watch videos when I'm in the kitchen. My reading time occurs when I'm in a waiting room or during a rest period at home. My guess is a good number of you will think nothing of buying a coffee or some other beverage when you're commuting or waiting or on your break. If you believe that the work I produce is worth the price of a coffee, then please click on Support the Show in this episode's show notes. Whether or not you choose to do this, my thanks to everyone who joins me on this Vagabond Warriors journey, and I look forward to sharing more travel notes with you all on the next show.